An American in Norway. Natalia and her family moved to Norway when she was a teenager. Here she talks about what it was like coming to a new country.
Natalia, you're an American, but you moved to Norway when you were 16 years old. Is that correct?
That's correct. I began in what was then the ninth grade in Norway.
The ninth grade, so you came right into lower secondary school.
Yes.
Now that means, that I suppose, coming there, that's we're now talking, what, about 7 years ago?
Yeah, it's actually quite a long time now.
Okay, 7 years ago, coming over as an American into Norwegian school, you were probably kind of a cool object in that school. Is that true?
Well, actually, that's quite a funny story, because when I came into my new Norwegian class, I didn't speak Norwegian. And of course, at that age, as a girl, you want to be as similar to everyone else as possible. So I began my studies very quickly. And being an American does, in fact, make you slightly cooler. But my flaw was that I had never seen Melrose Place and had never eaten at McDonald's, because my family, of course, were health freaks. So in that fact, I have to say I dove there on the popularity points.
So you weren't that popular as an American because you weren't American enough. Now, that's strange.
That's the way it is, because Norwegians' picture, or especially young people's picture of America, is in fact what you see on TV. And who's to blame them? That's the picture they get of America.
Oh, so you're saying that the Norwegian television gives them a false picture, or American television gives them a false picture of Americans?
American television, of course, because that's the series that Norway buys.
So they're both at fault. The Americans for making the programs and Norwegians for actually showing them here, because it's an unfair picture, you think?
I think all television would be an unfair picture. I know the Norwegian soap operas give a wrong picture of Norwegians too, I hope.
I hope so too, yes. Okay, but now 7, 8 years down the road, as we move into the year 2003, there's been a lot of trouble with America and this war on terrorism. What's it now like to be an American in Norway? Have you noticed any differences?
I quite often get tangled up in discussions, which I think Norwegians, of course, like to be able to discuss something and know that they're right. Everyone does. And I think it's very difficult being half American, because human instinct would be to take a side. Everyone will take a side if it's fighting with your neighbor or the Middle East conflict. Everyone wants to be able to take a side. And that's very difficult when you come from two places, because you can see both sides. Quite honestly, you can see the positive and the negative. I can see the negative of the way America is handling its politics. I can see the way that Norway is handling their politics. So I feel it's very difficult to be of two nationalities. I have to admit, quite often I just don't mention it.
You pretend you're a Norwegian then?
Absolutely. But my mother is Norwegian. Of course, she's lived in America even longer than I have, of course, because I was born there. And she has a very, very strong passion for America. And I think elder people too have a tendency to want to take a side. So as soon as I mention that I have a feeling that the American politics aren't going so well, then I'm criticized for being anti-American. And that's such a typical example of how people turn it all around and they want to see it black and white, when it really isn't.
Okay, so does anybody make you feel uncomfortable here in the last while because you're an American?
Yes, slightly. I think if I had been a slightly weaker person, I probably would have felt personally wounded. But I can't really take it seriously, because I am an individual, and we are talking about very big states and the way they act. Of course, it's very difficult to take it personal, I have to admit.
Okay, so what are you going to be in the rest of your life? Are you going to be a Norwegian-American, an American-Norwegian, or a global child?
I think I'm going to be an American-Norwegian, because I began in America and I am in Norway now. And I am very proud of having two nationalities, because I think I have lots of possibilities there. I can actually go live in America and I can live in Norway. And I think I should hold on to that.